I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Muammar Gaddafi was buried in the Libyan desert today. The location is a secret. That's to keep the site from becoming a shrine for supporters or a target for vandals. But the move does nothing to quell international calls for an investigation into how the deposed Libyan dictator was killed. Libya's interim leaders say Gaddafi was killed in crossfire, but the main investigator for Human Rights Watch in Libya thinks otherwise. Peter Buchart is in Misrata, and he's concluded that both Gaddafi and his son Mutasim were illegally executed.
We know that Muammar and his son Mutasim were captured alive, that they were not fatally wounded. We know that both men were quite brutally treated, especially Muammar. That evening, a young fighter arrived at the place we were staying and showed me a handful of hair that he had pulled out of Muammar Gaddafi's head. But they were certainly not fatally wounded. So somewhere after their capture and after they were removed from the scene of their capture, they were shot and killed by Misrata-based rebels, not in crossfire, but basically executed, in our opinion.
Yeah, in your opinion, they were executed. There are reports, in fact, we have seen them. Jim Foley filed one for Global Post from CERT showing one of the rebels saying, yes, one person came up and fired once into Gaddafi's head. Have you been able to verify that yourself?
Well, we have seen those reports. We do not believe that this fatal shot was fired at the scene where Muammar Gaddafi was captured. We believe he was killed at some point after he was taken away from the scene of his capture. And it's even clearer that his son Mutasim was executed after he was captured, because we have video footage showing him sitting on a couch, smoking a cigarette, drinking water, and speaking to his captors, certainly not with any kind of fatal wounds on his body.
There are Libyans who are saying at the same time, we don't really care how they died and how Gaddafi himself died. Why do you believe that they should care?
I think they should care because it's not just about the death of Muammar Gaddafi and his son Mutasim. They are certainly very hated people in Libya. I believe that it would have been much better if they had been put on trial to answer for their crimes rather than executed. But the much larger question is about the lack of control that the Transitional Council has over many of these fighting groups, which are now acting with impunity.
You know, Libya's interim oil and finance minister issued a statement talking about the fighters who may have executed Gaddafi. And I want to just play this for you now.
Until yesterday, we were defending ourselves against this killer. And in war, things happen. So these are young men who saw their friends killed in front of them, who saw their cities burned, who saw their sisters raped. And I am amazed of the self-control that they had.
Peter, what does one do now with the impulse of mob justice? I mean, you're looking ahead to the rule of law, but what happens to the kind of emotion that these people feel after being under Gaddafi's thumb for decades?
Well, that's what leadership is all about. The new leadership of Libya has said that they don't want to see vengeance, that they want to see justice for those who committed crimes, and reconciliation between different communities. A war is fought between people on different sides, and it's very important that entire communities, such as the towns of Bani Walid and Sirt and Sebha and Tawarga, are not victimized for the crimes committed by some of their residents. Yesterday, I was driving back from Sirt to Misrata, and we stopped at the town of Tawarga and watched rebel forces burn homes right in front of our eyes until they started firing into the air to send us a clear message that we should leave. If people from these towns feel that they are the losers and subjected to vengeance and that their houses are being burned and they return to towns like Sirt and find the bodies of their neighbors executed by rebel forces, there really is a risk of civil war and a situation spinning out of control in Libya.
That is Peter Buchart, who's Emergencies Director for Human Rights Watch. He spoke with us from Misrata, Libya.